of the new wineskin that God is releasing in the church. It's about taking the people of God out into the marketplace. And I was reading earlier how Jesus talked about new wineskins and patching an old cloth. And let me just reread that. He said, no one puts new wine into an old skin. If he does, the new wine will burst the skin, and it will be lost, and the skin destroyed. But the new wine must be first put into fresh wine skins. And no one, after drinking old wine, desires the new wine. He says the old is good enough. Now, he's talking about the working and the power of the Holy Spirit coming into church, but not just individual Christians, but into a culture. And we have a church culture. We don't think that way. But most of us grew up here in Canada with a culture in our church. We just took the form and the format that went along, and yes, the power and presence of God has come. We've been used to it. We haven't changed much. You think about it. We meet in buildings, usually in a conventional style, usually sitting in rows, usually with a minister and a music team at the front, usually for a couple hours on Sunday morning. All of those things are human formats for meeting together as the body of Christ. And it's a strange thing in Canada how, if you meet together as a group of Christians on Saturday night, people don't really think that's a church. But if you meet on Sunday mornings, they do think it's a church. Well, it doesn't matter when you meet, because actually the church, according to the words in the Bible, is the people. It's not the building, and it's not the meeting Sunday morning. It's wherever two or three gather in my name, I am in the midst. That's ecclesia. That's the word church. And so what God is doing right now is he's stirring the body of Christ in a strong way that there is a change needed. We've come into the 21st century. Our culture has shifted in a dramatic way. And yet the church, we're still using a format that came from the 17th through the 18th century. And we find, even though God is coming into our meetings in powerful ways, even though we meet together and have great visitations with God, that we're not really satisfied. And that's what I found as a pastor and a minister. We had the best church meetings that we ever had, and yet something in me was just unsatisfied. And as the intercessors and the prophets in our church were praying together, we keep getting this revelation of the walls needing to come down. Now, that was a few years ago, and we've indeed now busted out of the walls. I'm not even pastoring anymore. We've just launched out with healing and miracles in the marketplace and kingdom businesses and so on. And God's reshaping the wineskin in our life, in our ministry, and in your ministry, in your life, to be able to bring the gospel and the kingdom into the culture as it presently exists in our nation. Now, you think about it for a few minutes. What's shifted in our nation? Well, we've gone from a geographic-based culture, maybe 100 years ago, it was starting to change, but everything that happened was based in a locality, and your relationships were all geographic. They didn't move beyond the community because we had no mass media, we had no high-speed transportation. Your friends were your neighbors, and your business were your neighbors, and you went into town and you did your commerce right there. But now we live in a culture where we're connected by high-speed communication, the internet. Our values come from television and from the movies. Our decisions are set by government thousands of miles away, and who and what shapes our culture and our values and our community doesn't just come from our local situation anymore. It comes from around the world. We've become a global community. Well, the church needs to shift with it. And, it's a Holy Spirit shift. It's not something we just process in our head and say, well, I better do that. The Holy Spirit's stirring us up that it's time for us to be liberated and break out from those walls. And when Jesus talks about the wineskin, he's saying that the new wine, the power of the Holy Spirit that God wants to pour into his church to meet the challenge of this day, if it's poured into the old wineskin, the conventional form of the church will actually burst the skin. It can't work there. He wants to pour his power on you, but it's in a marketplace situation. He wants to pour his power on you so you see healing and miracles when you're with your coworker, when you're doing your business. He wants to pour it out so it's a kingdom business where you have revelation and prophecy and insight from God. He wants to pour his presence out if you're a person, say, in government, so that you have revelation, insight, spiritual power and authority at work in the place where government takes place, so it actually can shift the situation in the nation, can actually change things in government, in the court system, in the media, and You know, the reaction from the old wineskin is people who are satisfied with the old wine is say, well, what do we need that new wineskin for? We're quite content with it. And, you know, and that's what Jesus said, was people who have been drinking the old wine aren't going to see that there's a need for it. But there's many of you, and that's what this program is for, there's many of you out there saying, oh, but I want what's new. I just sense there's something new. I want to move on out and see what God will do with me. And one of the things that we're finding that's going on right now is we're moving from a church that's based on organization and hierarchy, where we have denominational or even local organizations, and we run programs, and from a central program and a centralized church structure, we attempt to kind of draft all the people in our church into the program and cause them to reach out into the community. We're shifting from that wineskin into a place where you have an individualized program from the Holy Spirit that God will use in your life to reach the people around you wherever God has placed you. And that's a complete reversal. It's like church turned inside out. And what God is calling the local church to be is a place of gathering, of fellowship, of encouragement and building up and strengthening and facilitating what you are called to do beyond the walls of the church. And that's the wineskin shift that's going on. It's happening everywhere right now, and God's stirring it up. So what does that mean? That means, first of all, you have a valid ministry. Every Christian is a minister. You're not just to be passive and sitting waiting for someone to be a minister and you just support them. No, you're a minister of God. And God's taking you into that, and he's trying to stir you up to take responsibility for it. Secondly, it means that the body of Christ is full of fivefold ministers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, ready to equip the saints for their work of ministry. But you know, one of the problems is with the hierarchy and organization structure, only the ones that we can afford to have as paid staff so far are recognized. But God is saying, no, they're everywhere. They're saturating the body of Christ. It's not a matter of paid staff. It's a matter that we begin to recognize them. So you could have, what? A marketplace apostle. We met a person in earlier in the year, and this lady is a prophet, hired by a corporation in Calgary to pray and intercede and bring the mind and heart of God into the board meetings. Can you believe it? It's fantastic. And they're hearing the mind of God. So as we continue on this program over the next number of weeks, you're going to meet more and more of these people. And we want to encourage you just to seek God and ask him what your part is and what God is calling you to do beyond the walls of the church. That's where your ministry is. That's where you'll find the satisfaction and the work and the power of God. And so we want to encourage you to do that in Jesus' name. And just before we go, I'd like to pray for you that are watching. Father in heaven, I pray that you would stir up every Christian watching this program and bless them. Anoint them with the Holy Spirit for their ministry in the marketplace of the world, in Jesus' name, amen. And God bless you. Appreciate you tuning in and watching. And we'll see you next week on Miracles in the Marketplace.